This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Communist China has sold Americans a dazzling array of counterfeits and forgeries, including copyrighted books and music, expensive fashion apparel, and prescription drugs with ingredients that kill. China's latest venture into fakery is fake alcohol. The counterfeiters collect empty bottles of genuine alcohol, refill them with a cheap substitute from who knows where, and then resell this counterfeit alcohol to popular bars and restaurants in Beijing. The police discovered 37,000 bottles of this fake alcohol ready to be delivered. China's fake alcohol is generally made from one of three bases: ethylene glycol, which is antifreeze, which attacks the kidneys and heart and is potentially fatal; methanol, which attacks the retinal nerve and can result in blindness; and isopropyl, that's the name for rubbing alcohol. The China Bee Products Association claims that half of all honey sold in China is fake. The final Harry Potter movie was available in Chinese bookstores before it was released by the publisher. Beijing shops sell fake Gucci. One reporter saw a gift shop selling a suitcase full of fake U.S. $100 bills. Now let me give you an update on how Communist China is replacing the United States as the world's car maker. The company we all used to know as General Motors, which after it was bailed out by the U.S. taxpayers, is now informally called Government Motors, recently announced it will build a billion-dollar factory to manufacture Cadillacs in Communist China. Of course, the U.S. corporation had to get permission from Chinese communist authorities to build its factory and had to make it a joint venture with the Chinese company. Even the Wall Street Journal criticized GM for investing so many billions of dollars in China after getting bailed out by the U.S. taxpayers in 2009.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Chances are you or someone you care about is unemployed or underemployed. At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we're weighing the causes and solutions of this national crisis. One thing is certain, more government spending is not the answer. Join the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
That moment of panic, sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped to get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
In these unpredictable times, you can never be too prepared. Mentally, physically, financially, agriculturally. Real people, real problems, real activism. Welcome to the Bob Tuscan Radio Show with your host, Bob Tuscan.
Next hour, we're going to have open lines. Steve Starves will be riding shotgun with us, and you're not going to want to miss that. We got a lot of news to get to before the weekend comes. But this hour, I have another special guest who will be at the conference that we've been telling you a lot about. Kate Rayon-Bleu is a doctor of naturopathic medicine and author, a former faculty member at the Canadian College of Naturopathic Medicine. Dr. Kate is a renowned expert in the field of natural health and speaks internationally on many topics related to natural medicine. Listen to this. She is the author of the book Vitamin K2 and the Calcium Paradox, how a little-known vitamin could save your life. You can find her website at drkatend.com. And without further ado, let's bring on Dr. Kate. How are you, Dr. Kate?
Very well, thanks, Bob. Nice to be with you.
Great to have you. This is a fascinating topic and one that I've been looking forward to take a closer look at. It's something that I think a lot of people have not heard much about, which is what this show's all about, exposing things people have not been told. Yeah. When our baby was born, they wanted to put this eye gunk in his body, and they wanted to give him a K2 shot right away. And we were a little bit concerned of that about that vitamin K2 shot. Should we have been concerned?
Well, actually, the shot that they would have wanted to give your baby was vitamin K1. And that has a very different role in the body for vitamin K2. But we do know there is controversy around the vitamin K1 injections, universal injections for newborns at birth, because some research does link them to increased rates of leukemia. Now, that right. You know, there's still a lot of controversy around that research and conflicting studies, but the confusion around vitamin K1 and its action in the body, and conversely, there's now many experts saying that, in fact, if we had more vitamin K2 in our diets, you know, especially expectant moms and new moms, that we wouldn't necessarily need these vitamin K1 injections. So really the lack of this important nutrient, vitamin K2, is one that is affecting us on many different levels.
Interesting. Let's before we get into what foods are high in K2 and all that good stuff, which ultimately is what I want to, you know, lead this conversation towards, is solutions, not just taking a look at the problem,
yes.
But what we can do about it, because I find that very important. But one of the aspects of this is the calcium paradox, as you call it. Tell us, can calcium be harmful?
Definitely. And this is startling because more and more studies are coming out saying that people who take calcium supplements, now the studies look more at women because women tend to take more calcium supplements, but I'll explain why this does apply equally to men. But basically people who take calcium supplements have on average, 20% more strokes and 30% more heart attacks than people who don't take calcium supplements.
Wow.
And it turns out that the calcium that we get in through our diet as well as supplements, yes, some of it may be getting into our bones where we want it, but some of that calcium may end up lining the arteries where we don't want it. And that can literally lead to heart attacks and strokes because it's the hardening of the arteries, literally the calcifying of the arteries, that is ultimately fatal or leads to these cardiovascular disease events. And so this is such important information because, again, at this point, at least half a dozen studies have supported this notion. But the reason why I say this applies equally to men, even though the studies are looking at women, is because whether or not you take calcium, heart attack and stroke, so heart disease, is the number one cause, leading cause of death of men and women, regardless if you take calcium supplements. So that means that calcium can get into the wrong places in all of us. When it gets into the arteries of the heart, it causes a heart attack. It can cause heel spurs, bone spurs, calcification of the carotid arteries, the aortic valve, all over the body. So calcium really needs to be in the right places in the body or it can cause serious harm.
Interesting. I take magnesium almost nightly. I drink this, what is it called here? It's called Calm, Natural Calm. And they have one where they mix it with calcium. And I know that there's a connection between how magnesium works in the body and calcium. I'm not very hip on all this, but why don't you help fill in the gaps for me?
Well, that's true. There's a very important connection between calcium and magnesium. They are really partners, sort of like salt and pepper or night and day, that they do work hand in hand. And that's definitely a shortcoming and a criticism of these studies, that magnesium deficiency is widespread. And if you're deficient in magnesium and then you go take calcium, that will make the situation worse. So for sure, the studies didn't look at magnesium intake in people and how that was coming into play. But I do definitely recommend magnesium supplement for people who feel like they can't get it through their diet, which can be challenging to, if you have a magnesium deficiency, get it back in therapeutic amounts. But it certainly is one that is worth taking. And like you mentioned, it, having it in the evening can be very relaxing and help with sleep.
Oh, yeah. I don't need a glass of wine. All I do is drink a glass of magnesium, and I'm good to go for the evening.
Mm-hmm.
I do the show at night, so sometimes during the show I drink it, and then I come back in the next segment. One segment, I'm, oh, Dr. Cade's joining us. In the next segment, I'm like, welcome back to the Bob Tuscan Show. You know? So I found it to be helpful in my life. And, I've seen that it's helped my wife with some of her issues. She uses it transdermally as well, which is very good from what I understand. So
It is. I don't recommend calcium supplements for most people. I use them very cautiously, but I do recommend magnesium for most people.
Okay, interesting. So the magnesium's okay.
Definitely.
All right, cool. Well, speaking of calcium, again, you've coined this term, or you might not have coined it, but it's the title of your book is Vitamin K2 and the Calcium Paradox. What is this calcium paradox?
Well, this is this paradoxical situation where we do need calcium in the body, but we need to have it in the right places. And this is really what I'll be sort of explaining or going into detail on at the Wise Traditions Health Conference in Atlanta on November 10th. And if we have calcium in the right places in our bodies, of course, that keeps our bones and teeth strong. But if it lands in the wrong places, this leads to heart attack and stroke and more. But the key thing here is, calcium can get into the wrong places in the body, but it's not calcium's fault. And if we only ever look at calcium, we will never really come to understand what's going on here. So the studies that are being done about the safety of calcium supplements are essentially raising questions that can't be answered with the research that's being done. So it becomes very confusing. And really, what we want to do is not necessarily look at calcium or asking, are calcium supplements safe, is the wrong question to be asking. What we want to ask is, how can the body safely utilize calcium, get it into the right places, and keep it out of the wrong places? We know the body can do this because in some cultures, they don't suffer with osteoporosis or heart disease the way we do. And even, you know, in North America, we didn't used to suffer with these conditions to nearly the extent that we do now. And it turns out the body does have a system of keeping calcium out of the arteries and other places it's not wanted and keeping it in the bones. But that system needs a key nutrient, which is vitamin K2, and this is one that has been really misunderstood and overlooked for a very long time.
Well, that's a perfect tease for our next segment. We got to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll discuss this little-known vitamin, vitamin K2, and how this vitamin could save your life. Our guest is Dr. Kate, and her website, Dr. Kate, that's Dr. spelled out, katend.com. She'll be speaking at the Wise Tradition conference coming up in November, and I'm excited because, to be honest, I know very little about K2. So we'll get to that and so much more on the Bob Tuscan Show. Don't go anywhere.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cow mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
The AK-47 is known for being tough and battle-ready. Now you can be battle-ready with tough tactical gear from StrikeHardGear.com. Made in the USA, StrikeHardGear.com specializes in mil-spec quality tactical gear for your AK-47, SKS Mosin Nagant, and other Russian-style weapons. Visit StrikeHardGear.com to find chest rigs, buttstock pouches, bandoliers, shoulder bags, and other one-of-a-kind pieces of specialty gear you won't find anywhere else. Tough as nails and affordable. Buy with confidence from StrikeHardGear.com with our no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee. After that, run it hard because you're backed by a lifetime replacement warranty. Use the discount code RBN and get 5% off your order. Pull the trigger on StrikeHardGear.com today. Strike Hard Gear.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now
isn't what we're building for.
All right, we're talking with Dr. Kate, and she wrote a book about vitamin K2. The title of the book is Vitamin K2 and the Calcium Paradox, How a Little-Known Vitamin Could Save Your Life. And once again, Dr. Kate, my wife is on top of things. I go out and I said, are you listening to the show? She said, no, what's on? She doesn't want to listen to my show. She has enough of me throughout the day. No, she listens a lot. But she says, what's going on? I said, oh, I have a great guest on. She's teaching me about vitamin K2. She says, you putz, I got vitamin K2. I take it all the time. I need to buy some more. So now I got to go buy some more and learn about it here so that she can get me to start taking it too, I guess. But tell me, what does vitamin K do in the body?
Well, vitamin K2, its main role is to shuttle calcium around the body, guide calcium appropriately around the body. So we know, for example, that vitamin D helps us absorb calcium, which is important. But once the calcium's absorbed, vitamin D has no control over where that calcium goes. So it might get to your bones, but it might end up causing a heel spur, bone spur, or lining the arteries of your heart. So vitamin K2, once calcium has been absorbed, will take the calcium and direct it into your bones and teeth to strengthen those areas, fight osteoporosis, fight cavities, and fight even gum disease. And on the flip side, it will not just prevent the deposition of calcium in soft tissues, but even remove it from those areas. So it's been shown to reverse hardening of the arteries, reverse calcium deposits in many areas of the body. So it really is, I mean, this, you know, I call the book, How a Little Known Vitamin Could Save Your Life, and that is literally true. It has been shown to reverse a number of life-threatening calcifications. And I hear from people, for example, people who had calcified aortic valves and were slated for surgery and so far have been able to, with the blessings of their cardiologist, avoid surgery because the vitamin K2 will actually remove calcium from your arteries.
Interesting. We talk about the decalcification of many organs. One of the organs that I don't know if it's an organ. Maybe it is. Maybe it isn't. It's the pineal. It's a gland. It's the pineal gland.
Yes, that's right. Right?
And from what I understand, it's being calcified. And call me a crazy conspiracy theorist, but I think fluoride has to do with that.
Yes.
Will this help to declassify that tiny third eye in your brain?
Absolutely. Vitamin K2 works in the brain in the same way, as well as in other ways, but in a similar fashion as it does in the body. And that really is the beauty of vitamin K2, is it is able to remove calcium from very small tissues, elastic tissues, and all over the body. But definitely I have been contacted by many people who feel that this is really the key to helping to decalcify the pineal gland, which has so much implication for our health. But definitely vitamin K2 is essentially the decalcifying vitamin.
All right. Well, you got me sold just on that note alone. Fascinating stuff. If vitamin K2 is so important, how was it overlooked for so long?
Well, that's a good question, and it turns out that that is due to a case of mistaken identity. Basically, this was discovered in the 1930s, this nutrient, but researchers at the time assumed it was something else and so kind of ignored it for about 70 years. And that is because, you know, when most people hear the term vitamin K, they think of, what they're really thinking of is vitamin K1. And that is, and the where the K comes from is the word coagulation, because vitamin K1 comes from green leafy vegetables, and it participates in the body in blood clotting. And it is almost impossible to become deficient in this vitamin because the body has a way to recycle it. So when researchers discovered vitamin K1, they noticed, hey, there's this other form, vitamin K2, it's a different shape, but they thought, ah, K1, K2, it's all the same thing, it's blood clotting vitamins, you can't be deficient, and that was the end of the story. And it turns out that that's not true. Vitamin K2 doesn't come from green leafy vegetables, it doesn't participate in blood clotting, and it is not recycled in the body, so it's very easy to become deficient in vitamin K2, and in fact, recent research shows that most apparently healthy adults don't have enough K2 to keep calcium where it should be at all times, which is putting them at risk for osteoporosis, heart disease, as well as cancer, diabetes, and a number of other health conditions that are linked to a deficiency of this nutrient. So this really is, you know, not some obscure nutrient that is going to come and go. It's as important as vitamin D, and yet it was just overlooked.
You mentioned some of the foods that we can find K1 in. How can we get vitamin K2 in our diets, and what foods are high in vitamin K2?
K2 is a little bit trickier to get in our diet from than K1, and unfortunately we can't eat enough green leafy vegetables and have the body convert the K1 to K2, although some people suggest that it just doesn't happen in people. There's two main sources of vitamin K2. One is from grass-fed foods. When herbivores, cows, chickens, pigs, any animal that's normally eating plants, is out on the pasture eating grass, having a lot of grass in his diet or her diet, then that cow or the chicken or the pig will produce a lot of vitamin K2. This is a fat-soluble nutrient, so then we'll get it in butter, eggs, egg yolks, and dairy products and the fat of animals that are out on grass. So when we pulled animals off the pasture to find them for grain feeding, we almost eliminated this nutrient from our diet in the process. So getting back to grass-fed animal foods and wild foods is a really important way to get this nutrient back in our diet. That's one main way. And the other way is certain types of fermented foods. So certain types of cheeses and other fermented foods, the bacteria in those foods will make vitamin K2. So again, it doesn't matter if the milk was grass-fed, it's the bacteria in those cheeses, for example, that will make vitamin K2. Not all, but some cheeses that contain the bacteria that will do this.
If it wasn't bad enough that K2 was a little known about as essential vitamin, there's a synthetic drug out now called K2, according to my chat room at bobtuskin.com.
So there you go. Such an unfortunate coincidence. We could, I suppose, call it by its technical name, menaquinone, and there's some confusion because K is also the sort of chemical symbol for potassium, which some people find confusing. But yes, vitamin K2 has nothing to do with any of those things, and it really is an important nutrient.
Fascinating stuff. Her book is, you got to check this out, folks, it's none other than the vitamin K2 and the calcium paradox, how a little known vitamin could save your life. We're talking with Dr. Kate. Her website, drkatend.com. That's doctor spelled out. She'll be speaking at the Wise Traditions Conference in, November, right? It's November 8th through 10th, if I'm not mistaken.
That's right. I'll be speaking in Atlanta on this Saturday, the 10th of the conference.
Okay, so she'll be there at the 10th. And based on what you just told me about the foods that you ought to eat, there will be plenty of that there. I guess that's one of the reasons why they wanted to include you as a speaker, because this supports their ideas on diet and the Weston A. Price Foundation's views on that.
Absolutely. A lot of the traditional nutrient-dense foods were very high and are very high in vitamin K2. And as a matter of fact, the work of Weston Price has a fascinating connection to this nutrient, because in his book, Nutrition and Physical Degeneration, he writes all about a mysterious compound that he calls Activator X, a nutrient that could strengthen teeth and help heal bones. And guess what? That turns out to be vitamin K2. So really, Weston Price was one of the original discoverers of this nutrient without knowing it.
Well, let's talk more about that in just a moment. We've got to take another quick break, and we'll be back with Dr. Kate in a spiffy.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plaques, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cow mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth.
All right, welcome back to the Bob Tuskin Show. Did I say before the last break that I'll be back in a spiffy? What the heck was I thinking? It's been a long day, and thankfully we have Dr. Kate with us. Dr. Kate, welcome back. You have some secret admirers out there. I didn't realize how popular you were. So perhaps we'll squeeze in some calls before we let you go. Is that all right?
Definitely. Sure, that'd be great.
I'd love to hear, to talk to you and ask you some questions. Let's talk a little bit more about K2, though, for a moment. Who needs to take vitamin K2, and who's deficient in vitamin K2? Is everyone in need of this supplement?
Well, you know, according to the most recent studies, and these are quite large, population-based studies, as I was saying earlier, most apparently healthy adults are, in fact, deficient. And what that means is, they don't have enough vitamin K2 to activate all of the K2 proteins that will keep calcium in its place all the time. So you might not notice a short-term deficiency. There might not be any obvious symptoms, but over the long term, you're slowly losing bone density. You're slowly building up plaque in your arteries. You're slowly, building up cancer cells that aren't being cleared away as quickly as they should be by your natural immune defenses. And so these things put us at risk. other signs and symptoms of K2 deficiency include varicose veins, building up a lot of plaque around the teeth, or gum disease, gingivitis, periodontitis, these kinds of problems, because K2 is very important for oral health.
Interesting. And there, again, is a connection with Weston A. Price.
Oh, definitely, yes. Yeah, this was a big part of Price's work, is recognizing the importance of this nutrient for dental health.
Right. What's your talk at the conference going to be all about?
It will be really talking about vitamin K2, understanding what it does in the body, the truth about calcium supplements, should we take them, shouldn't we, and if so, how to take them safely, as well as a wide variety of health benefits of K2, not just strengthening our bones and clearing our arteries, but for children's health, for dental health, very important for pregnant women, for people with diabetes. There's an overwhelming amount of cancer research. I was astonished at the amount of cancer research I came across when researching the book. I'm going to be touching on that, as well as other food sources, which specific cheeses, and new research about which foods also contain vitamin K2.
Fascinating. We're going to take some calls with you. I'll go ahead and open the phone lines up at 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. And you're a naturopath, so you talk about all sorts of things. You're not just the K2 specialist, right?
Yeah, I'm a primary care physician and a naturopathic doctor. We can talk about all those things, although I sure would love to hear the vitamin K2-related osteoporosis, heart disease concern questions as well.
Awesome. So we'll get to those. Hopefully our listeners are as interested in this as I am again. Let's see, who do we have on the line? We have Wes in Idaho. Hello, Wes.
Hello, Bob, and greetings.
Hello, Wes.
Greetings to Kate. And Wes the Keener here in Idaho, you know me.
So nice to hear your voice, Wes.
Question. I heard Sally Fallon say the other day that multiple sclerosis is caused by a deficiency in vitamin B12, and that if anyone is ever deficient in B12 long enough, that it cannot be rectified by higher doses. What are you thinking? Could you take that question to the convention, please?
I can absolutely take that question to the convention. We know that there are a number of different nutrient deficiencies implicated with multiple sclerosis. Vitamin B12 is one of them. Vitamin D is another one, as you know, Wes, yep. As well as vitamin K2. We know that plays a role in the production of myelin that coats the nerves. And so, of course, what that's lacking, MS is a problem. But as to the specific research she may be talking about, if this is new research on, extreme deficiency not being reversible, I'll have to ask her for you.
Thank you.
All right, Wes, thank you, brother, for the call. I appreciate that. He said he read your book cover to cover a million times.
Wes was one of the first and earliest readers that picked up on my book and really seemed to get it. And we had several emails with his, great questions about vitamin K2 and the various connections to it.
Awesome. And, yeah, we had Sally Fallon on a couple days ago. She's great, and this whole conference just sounds awesome. Let's go to Chris in Florida. Hello, Chris.
Hi, Bob and Dr. K. Thanks for the great show. I had a couple questions about magnesium and calcium. First, on magnesium, I was taking magnesium citrate and found that magnesium sulfate or Epsom salts is edible. What do you think of that magnesium sulfate? And I've heard that magnesium oxide is to be avoided because it's oxidative or free radical inducing. What do you think?
Definitely magnesium oxide, I would avoid that. It really isn't the best or most absorbable or most bioavailable form of magnesium. In practice, I primarily use magnesium citrate. Maybe it's not fancy, but I find that it works. I get good results, consistent and quite predictable results using that, and it's inexpensive. Magnesium sulfate, some people react well to it in higher doses. They find it can give them side effects, diarrhea, that kind of thing. So that's one I prefer to stick to, say, a soak, an Epsom salts bath, and have it absorbed that way. But I think magnesium citrate is just fine.
Oh, great. I was thinking of, because it's so much cheaper, that's why I'm taking the Epsom salts, and I really noticed the same results as when I was taking the citrate, but I was assuming because it had sulfur also, maybe that was helping detox and having, you know, more pronounced diuretic effect.
Yes, definitely, and it is, of course, very relaxing to take it that way and let the body absorb it in that way.
Okay, great. And on calcium, I understand that the best absorbed calcium is microcrystalline hydroxyapatite, and that increases bone density up to 30% per year that the Federal Trade Commission allows that claim to be made because the originators are Ethical Nutrients, and they had went through a long legal battle back around 1996. And they're allowed to make that claim. A friend of mine broke her femur. She was tested, had a severe osteoporosis, and a year later her test showed she had only mild osteopenia. So her doctor was very impressed with that. What do you think of microcrystalline hydroxyapatite, or is there a better form?
No, I agree. I think MCHA is a superior form of calcium. It is similar in terms of the combination of calcium and phosphorus that you get in that form. It's similar to what you would find in bones, and it seems to be well absorbed, and so that is definitely one that I prefer.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, thank you very much for your help. Have a great night.
Thank you, Chris, for the call. I appreciate that. You know, I have to wonder, can I drink too much raw milk and get a calcium overdose, or should we not be afraid of calcium in our everyday diet?
Well, you shouldn't be afraid of calcium in your everyday diet, and certainly, you know, the studies looking at the concerns around calcium, they did seem to imply that you don't see the same concerns with calcium from foods, but that's kind of a strange thing to say since we know that heart disease and heart attacks and strokes is a leading cause of death, you know, whether or not we're taking calcium. In other words, calcium from foods can be a problem, but the key is that you want to make sure that your diet also has lots of vitamin K2 in it. So certainly I drink raw milk and as much of it as I feel like, but I know that my diet is rich in vitamin K2, so no matter where the calcium is coming from in my diet, it's getting to the right places and it's not landing in the wrong places.
And just to review real quickly here, and we'll take more calls in just a moment, the food we can eat with K2 in it, where our body can absorb that K2, is grass-fed beef and grass-fed meat and produce. Well, I guess not produce, but...
Yeah, well, grass-fed, dairy, eggs. It's a fat-soluble vitamin, so you'll find this in the egg yolks and butter. Grass-fed meat is a good source as well, but we have to remember that this is typically, if it's muscle meat, quite lean, so low in fat, but grass-fed organ meats, and which are obviously much healthier than conventionally produced ones, as well as certain types of cheeses. So brie and gouda are two of the highest, have been shown to be very high in vitamin K2, as well as some types of blue cheese. That's relatively new information.
Hmm.
And there's also a Japanese fermented breakfast food called natto, N-A-T-T-O, which is quite renowned for its unusual taste and texture, but it also happens to be very high in vitamin K2 if you can find it.
Interesting, and that's raw brie, or because I don't know if I've ever seen raw brie.
No, it doesn't have to be raw brie, and
okay,
the milk
cool.
It doesn't have to be grass-fed. It's just the brie bacteria that will do this. So any kind of brie and gouda, they're the two highest cheeses in vitamin K2.
Well, geez, now you're going to give me an excuse to have more brie. It's so delicious, geez.
Twist your arm.
Exactly. All right, Dr. Kate is our special guest. Final phone calls when we come back in just a moment with Dr. Kate.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's S-T-E-M-G-E-V-I-T-Y. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
John Statmiller here. Sometimes in life you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site, again, is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Veteran-owned and operated.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
For many years, coffee lovers have learned that for the freshest coffee, you need to roast your own beans. Unfortunately, that usually meant paying more per pound for coffee than you could get it at the local grocery. Those wanting to store rich coffee for long-term use have been frustrated with the lack of quality coffee available with a long shelf life. So we usually settle for brand name coffee, either ground or instant. But now we have another solution. Canned green coffee beans. Green coffee beans have not been roasted. And since the bean is not cracked yet, the shelf life is many years longer than roasted or ground coffee. Due to the way it's packed, you can expect these to stay fresh for 20-plus years. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order your canned green coffee beans. A single can is only $11.94. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. CampingSurvival.com.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right. Yeah, I'll say.
It's the future.
Next hour, we'll have Steve Starrs joining us to talk about, well, a lot of different things. We'll keep open lines throughout next hour and talk about news and views and all that good stuff. But let's finish this hour off with Dr. Kate. It's been a pleasure having her. We're talking about health, and we've been doing a lot of health shows because of the Weston A. Price Foundation's conference coming up in November, November 8th through 11th. And Dr. Kate will be one of their featured speakers there. She's got a wealth of information on a plethora of topics. And I have a lot of questions, but I'm going to be kind here and open it up to our listeners. So do you mind if we take some more calls?
Not at all.
All right, let's do so. And let's see, who do we have next, Mr. Producer? Mike in Missouri. Mike, you're on the air.
Oh, great. Yeah, Bob, I like your show. I had a question or two. I can understand how people might be deficient in this vitamin K, but I was curious how one would know. Is that scientifically detectable? Is there a blood test or a breath test or something you can see if you're actually deficient?
Oh, yeah.
Very good question, Mike. Actually, it turns out right now the most useful tests for measuring vitamin K deficiency aren't yet available to practitioners. They're just being used in academic settings. But there is one in development that I hope will be ready soon, within the next couple of months, that will be rolled out, and it will be something people will be able to access either through their practitioner or directly online. But it's not quite available yet. It's just being used in academic settings right now.
Well, good. I'm glad to hear that, because so much of what I hear and read are, you know, you're deficient in this, if you feel like this or look like this, or then you might need this mineral, this supplement. And I guess I'm sort of old school. I like to sort of be tested. I'm deficient in iodine, which a lot of people are now, I think, and that is testable. And then, therefore, you take it and you're better. So I'm glad that's on the way.
Good.
Thanks for the call, Mike. I know I'm deficient in IQ points, but that's a different story. Dr. Kate, we have a question here from the chat room. They want to know, what about K2 for weight retention during cancer bouts?
Oh, that's interesting. Now, there is a lot of research about vitamin K2 in cancer, a number of cancers. Leukemia is a big one, breast cancer, lung and prostate cancer, the two biggest cancer killers of men. Vitamin K2 has been shown to have a very important effect. And also studies using vitamin K2 along with conventional cancer treatments and seeing an enhanced effect of those treatments. So although I can't say K2 helps directly with weight loss that tends to happen with cancer and cancer treatment, it is still very beneficial and helps control cell growth regulation, which ultimately is what gets out of control with cancer. So it does play a very important role in cancer treatment.
Fascinating stuff. Yeah, cancer is definitely more and more an issue that people are having to face, and so many people are dealing with it with naturopathic means rather than the allopathic means, which are mostly poison and cutting and all that stuff.
Yeah, and cancer is, of course, a multifactorial issue in terms of how it comes about in the body, but we know that the incidence has increased and that the body does have natural ways of dealing with cancer. Cancerous cells do arise in our bodies from time to time and on an ongoing basis, in fact, and they're just simply cleared out by our immune system. But when that stops happening, then cancer arises. So our immune system does need certain nutrients to help do that job, and K2 is one of them.
Fascinating. Let's go to back to the phone lines and talk with Robert in Oklahoma. Hello, Robert.
How you doing, sir?
Doing well.
I've got a question for the doctor there. I had some absorption problems as far as what I was eating, not getting the vitamins and minerals from it. So I started having IV infusions of magnesium, zinc, selenium, and some B12 and stuff like that. And the reason I went in to get checked was I was having lower leg pains, like from the knees down, but it was bone pain. It wasn't joint. It wasn't muscular. It was bone pain. And I'm kind of wondering if that's not in relation to what the doctor's talking about tonight.
I would be surprised if it wasn't in relation to that, Robert. And this would be a very important nutrient for you. In terms of course, it's essential for bone health and joint health, but it also has been shown to be helpful for muscle cramps. I know that's not the nature of your leg pain, but sometimes those concerns can come hand in hand. But, if you know that you have had nutrient deficiencies, absorption problems, then you are even more likely than the average person to be lacking in vitamin K2.
The other thing I'm thinking, Robert, is last night we had Dr. Richard Maurer on, who talks about the thyroid. And, hypothyroidism is another thing that I think that symptom fits into. Now, I don't know if that's correct or not, but you might want to check out last night's show and his work on the thyroid.
Okay, and what's the doctor suggesting on the K2? I mean, should I look for that or try to suggest that as far as IV therapy, or should I just get it from foods?
Good question.
Yep, you can, the foods that you can get it from, and it sounds like in your situation you may need a higher amount or a more therapeutic amount, so a concentrated amount in a short period of time. So a supplement would be a good choice. You don't need to have it in an IV. It's a fat-soluble molecule, but that's very well absorbed with an oral dose or with a supplement dose.
Okay, great.
Great.
Thank you.
Thanks for the call, Robert. Can you take too much of the vitamin K, too?
No, it has no toxicity. Unlike other fat-soluble vitamins, it actually doesn't have a toxic action in the body. That's well established, so it's very safe.
Fascinating. All right, Dr. Kate has been our guest this hour. Her website, Dr. Kate, N-D, that's doctor spelled out. And can they find the book there?
Yes, if they go to my website, there'll be a link there to find the book, or if they just want to read reviews about the book, they can reach those there as well. And, if people have any questions about it. And I really want to thank you, Bob, for raising awareness of vitamin K2, because it's such an important nutrient that's been lacking from people's diets. And we've just scratched the surface of it, so I'll be going into more depth about that, of course, at the Wise Traditions Conference in Atlanta on November 10th.
Well, I want to thank you for giving me another excuse to eat more brie.
Brie and a glass of red wine is the ultimate heart-healthy snack, I can tell you that.
Is it really? Okay.
Definitely, yeah.
What about just grape juice?
It's lacking the fermentation. It does have some of the polyphenols, but I'd go with the red wine.
And should I get a sulfur-free red wine?
If you're sensitive to sulfurs, as many people are sensitive to sulfites, yeah, you can look for that. But even the brie itself, we know that the French have very low rates of heart disease, despite the fact they eat brie and eggs and creamy sauces, and it turns out all those foods are full of vitamin K2 that will just simply clean out their arteries.
Interesting. It's counterintuitive based on the propaganda we've seen from, most nutritionists these days.
And that is something I definitely go into in the book. I mean, there are other great books written on exploding the whole, saturated fat and heart health myth. But certainly the French were able to eat enormous amounts of saturated fat and have extremely low rates of heart disease and be smokers, which should, they should all really be dead of heart attacks according to what we know. And yet their diets were very rich in vitamin K2, which protected their arteries.
Fascinating stuff. Well, thank you so much. What's coming up next besides the conference for you?
Oh, I've got a lot on the go. As my book was purchased by HarperCollins and is being re-released, so I'm quite busy on the go with spreading the word about vitamin K2.
Is HarperCollins going to get you wider distribution and all that good stuff?
I hope so. We're working on it.
I mean, that's a pretty big publisher.
Yes, and I think they recognize the importance of this topic. And, with all the good news about vitamin D and all the awareness of that, and
right.
Yet this is a nutrient that works with vitamin D, is as important as vitamin D, and it's one that was overlooked. And once people get this, it really is the missing piece to the puzzle of so many important health conditions. And HarperCollins recognized that, which is why they, went with the book.
Awesome. Well, I'm glad they have. Again, it's drkatend.com, and definitely check her out at the Weston A. Price Foundation Conference Wise Traditions, November 8th through 11th. She'll be speaking on the 10th, right?
That's right.
All right. Well, Dr. Kate, thanks again. We'll have to do this sometime in the future.
That'd be great. Thanks, Bob.
All right. You take care. All right, folks, next hour, as promised, Steve Starrs will be riding shotgun with us. We'll take more calls. Got a bunch of news to get into. And if you support what we're doing here at the Bob Tuscan Show, I could use your help financially. I hate to ask, but I'll go ahead and do so. If you go to the website, bobtuscan.com, on the right-hand side of the page, you'll see a donate to the Tuscan family button. And that's how you can help this show continue. It'll continue regardless if I can't eat and I have no internet. Well, if I don't have internet, then it can't go on. But I could definitely use your help. So go to the website, Bob Tuscan, TUSKIN.com. And if you have any Federal Reserve notes to spare, go ahead and put it there, because that brie cheese is awfully expensive.
With financial